The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes!
Travel World. AM 600.
You beast. You savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Ooh, push that button.
Here on Travel World, CIQC Montreal, Willem Beck, Stephen Pickford, in the hands of Chad behind the console.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to be back, and it's good to have Chad back with us, and it's nice, sad to see the
Gordon Avenue. I brought my camera, took some pictures.
Fond memories here.
One day there will be a website dedicated to CIQC, the history of CIQC.
Well, definitely, and with good reason. Of course, it's now we're in the 80th year of broadcasting on the 600 frequency, and well, what can I tell you? It's great. We're moving on and up to newer studios, so now we're moving everything.
Moving everything, so next week we'll be over on Dilly Glee's with Vic Phillips and Bram Eisenthal, everyone in studio,
show, huh?
Trying to get as many people into a studio as possible. Nick DeLorme should be along too, and Ann Martin on the phone.
She joined us in May when we went to Rutland.
A lot of fun on that trip. The 100th episode edition of Travel World.
Yeah, definitely. And now we have also, we were supposed to be at the BBC, which was the Beaconsfield Broadcast Center.
We got BBC One. We have BBC One, Beaconsfield Broadcast Center, and BBC Two, the Baderwood Broadcast Center.
The Baderwood Broadcast Center.
So we have BBC One and BBC Two at Travel World.
Yes,
so.
Definitely. But right now we're here still at Gordon Avenue.
We had to bid our fond farewells and cherish forever our happy memories.
Definitely. Beyond that, if we hadn't, because of all the traveling that's coming up in the month of August, we probably wouldn't get to see Chad for a while. You know, we can't go too long without seeing our good buddy.
I brought his bottle of beer this time from the Norwich Inn.
Good. Definitely.
Official ale from the Norwich Inn that they brew directly on property.
Yeah, it went down smoothly.
In the last 10 minutes, it will come out smoothly as well.
That was a 1.5 liter bottle. Rather fluidly, I might imagine. Well, a friend of yours, I heard, is
having to take the SAAQ written test.
Yes, and good old Stephen here decided he was going to write a practice. He says to me, practice for the test with these questions. Question number one, an Anglophone and a Francophone arrive at the intersection at the same time. Who has the right of way?
Number one question, you have to study hard for this.
Question number two, complete the following phrases. A, 101 or... blank.
Blank.
Number two, Le Québec pour.
Le Québec pour.
And C, of course, Québec say, fill in the blank. Oh, my goodness.
And number three.
The abysmal state of Quebec's road system is the fault of which branch of government?
Oh, and that's a hard one.
Yes. And number four, which highway is known as the Autoroute Félix Leclerc? Hmm. Number five was which percentage of SAAQ truck inspection stations are open on any given day?
Oh.
And of course,
negative number. It's like that station down. Remember, we were going through Vermont on Interstate 89, and it says truck inspection station. Well, they've torn down the truck inspection station. They put a barrier across, but you see, they must have asked one group of workmen to tear it down, another group of workmen to take the sign down, different work order. So we have the sign still up in Vermont saying there's a truck inspection station.
The other one, name the law enforcement branch originally referred to as Duplessis Army. And seven, multiple choice. Which of the following statements correctly identifies the rationale behind the naming of Quebec streets and highways? A, the person for whom the artery was named was a prominent nationalist, a francophone pure-land Québécois that most people in the rest of Canada have never heard of. Or B, the person for whom the artery was named was selected without regard to language, political background, or ethnicity.
Oh, yes, that's a hard one.
So we know the answers to
all
these.
We know all the answers. You can submit them.
Have fun with them yourself.
And practice for when hitting the road here in the summer in Quebec.
Definitely.
We were also talking about media tours, and Willem very facetiously said to me, "Oh, we can always, you know." I asked him, "Where would he like to go? Where would he like to go?" And I gave him a number of different suggestions in the grand tradition of Vic Phillips and Jay Rubenstein. He said all of them, so he was no help at all in helping us decide where we were going to plan our next remote broadcast.
Actually, later on, when you suggested some of those things, we decided to go to Vancouver over Seattle,
Of
course, because we're also going to be inviting Cynthia Fodor with
and
us.
And Vic Phillips says, "Can I I go? Can I go? Me too, me too.
Well, yes, definitely. But
the day after you said, oh, we'd even go on the media tour to Rigo, and there are a number of things to do in Rigo. Pierre Fauché, Sucre de la Montagne, and there's the mountain, and there's hiking.
There's also the dog breeder.
Yeah, the dog breeder. You can
visit Robbie's siblings.
Yes, the tour of the Golden Retriever Institute in Point Fortune. I received in my mail, I don't know whether you dropped by and put this in my box at 3 in the morning, the tourist guide to the Montérégie region.
Uh-huh.
And it does list a number of things that you can do. The Rigo and Hudson are part of the Montérégie Tourism District. And
Hudson, not Foga.
Yes, you have to get the right Hudson. And they have a number of different things here. Do you know that you can go to St. Polycarp? It's not just known as a place where they board dogs and cats. There is a super beach and campground.
I thought there was a plastic fish.
450 acres of lush green spaces and kilometers of sandy beach in St. Polycarp. They have an 800 number, 1-800-267-3564.
So, well, in all seriousness, these places are very nice to
there,
to
there
get
is
to.
A 145-page book, and I might add, in English, that comes out the Montérégie Tourism District. And
imagine what the French one is like, 500 pages.
It's exactly double because the English was half the size, right?
Yes, yeah.
So you can get the Montérégie Tourism book from Tourism Quebec at 1-800-363-7777 and discover a few places close to home this summertime. We'll be talking later on in the show. We have Jimmy Lesage from the New Life Hiking Spot. We tried to get him on the air a couple of weeks ago. We had phone problems.
He's
down in Killington, Vermont. We'll be joined by Bob Houle from the Hampton Beach Area Chamber of Commerce.
Looking
we'll
be forward to that. That's going to be one nice trip going down to Hampton Beach.
3 weeks, and he's going to be giving us a summertime update. If you're heading down there before we are, you'll know what's going on down in Hampton Beach. We expect to hear from Mr. New England himself, Manny Witt, who will be the big star when we hit the Big E in September.
He was telling me that when he goes down to the Big E, because Manny runs the New England Tourism Center, but what I did not know is he also runs the Canada Tourism Center for Americans. Yeah, so when he's going to the Big E, he's going to be actually publicizing Canada as a tourist destination, which is funny because I thought he'd go down there as the New England tourism guy, walk in and be like the parting of the Red Sea. They would be bowing down.
Bowing down. They'll be handing him, there will be dancing girls and fanning him with palm leaves. Well, actually, probably in New England, they would be fanning him with branches of cranberry bushes. But that would be the Manny Witt welcome on the Avenue of the States at the Big E going on
in
September.
Well, he's doing a marvelous job of it because, as Bob Houle would be mentioning later on, there are a lot more Canadians now going down to places like Hampton Beach and Salisbury.
And we were in Salisbury Beach in the beginning of July, and yes, Maria Miles of the Salisbury Chamber said 60% of her guests were Canadians.
Well, there you go. Now, going to make a bad bridge, but of course, one of the other places that we're going to be going is once again to the Baluchon in Quebec, because we also want to show Cynthia Fodor, who is our Des Moines, Iowa correspondent. We want to show her part of Canada. I'm kind of proud to show this place off myself. And if you're heading to other places of Quebec, Steve?
Other places in Quebec are easily serviced by Air Montreal. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel. Give them a call today, you fly tomorrow. There's no need to reserve 2 weeks in advance, fly round trip, stay a Saturday night. 631-2111, Air Montreal leaves from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval. Parking is free, no airport improvement fee to pay. 631-2111, Air Montreal to points like Val-d'Or, Rouen, Quebec City, Bagotville, Bonaventure, Île de la Madeleine. Air Montreal, 631-2111.
Chad, let's roll it. CIQC Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
PJC days are on, and the savings just won't quit. This week, pick up Aquafresh toothpaste in the 75-milliliter size for only 59 cents. And Pert Plus conditioning shampoo for only $2.49 each. Hurry down to your Jean Coutu today.
Even a friend. While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Welcome back. It's Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console, and a very special guest online with us now. We have the man himself, the one, the only, Mr. New England himself, Manny Witt.
Good morning, Manny.
How are you?
Welcome. Welcome to Travel World, Manny.
Thank you, sir. I want to know if you ever take Chad with you to any of your exploits out in...
We were thinking of taking him to actually Des Moines, Iowa last year when they were having that beauty contest for the Iowa State Fair Queen. maybe even at the... what was that place north of the Big E you were telling me about?
North of Springfield.
No, north of Springfield. That place that you suggested that Steve and I stay, thank you. But I think it would be better for Chad.
Oh, okay. I forgot what I've... There's so many places I told you. I don't know which one it was.
Oh. You won't
but actually, where you should be taking them is places like the Champlain Valley Fair or the Big E. Actually, those are some places that are... You really have a good time with that.
Well, as long as there's a beauty contest of, between 18 and 20-year-old young women from all over the state, I think Chad will be interested.
I remember there were a lot of very pretty girls when I went to the Big E back in 1995, so...
You're getting Chad's attention here.
He's looking forward to...
David, you went with... weren't you with me once?
Yes, that was 1995 when we went down on Amtrak.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we... visited Rhode Island first. We spent two or three nights in Rhode Island, and then two nights in the Springfield area.
Yeah, that is New England's largest state fair. Obviously, it's there's six state buildings that are actually owned by the state themselves. They cannot be touched by any other by the state of Massachusetts owns theirs, Vermont owns theirs, and so forth. And they're used for the 21 days during the fair. And that's it. And then the rest of the time, those buildings are closed, unless there's a specific governmental function or something like that. But the rest of the fairgrounds are open year-round. I mean, there's the old Storo Village there, which is something similar to what you call the Sturbridge Village, recreation of the 1700s. It's a working village and so forth and so on. But it really became a huge success over the past couple of years. Last year, they did 1.6 million people.
Oh, that's a big number.
Yeah, 1.6 million over in 18 days. And this year, I think I'm planning a trip to go down there with you guys. I think we're going to try to arrange it to everybody should be there on the same day.
We're trying to tie our schedules together and
broadcast live
from the Big E at the end of September. Yes.
Willem, you can eat your heart out there, boy. I can tell you that.
It's a place where you can find anything you want. It's.
I'm going to be good on my diet. I was good at the Iowa State Fair last year, and I'm going to be good again this year.
They give you Dutch apple pie, ice cream, strawberries, whipped cream, bananas, all in one plate. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
And each of those state houses, there are the traditional dishes from those states that you can sample, and they're agricultural products. So
it is New England, so the food is going to be dynamite.
The big draw on that is actually, Stephen brought out a good point, is the main pavilion, which has the potato. And lineups can range from 2 hours, sometimes to 4 hours. To get those things, it's a huge, huge potato that they give you, and they charge you just a buck. All the money goes to charity, and I mean that potato is humongous in size. But I mean the lineups are incredible. You got to be there the moment the doors open.
How big is this potato? Are we talking like the two on the scale that constitutes 20 pounds of potatoes?
You're talking about a potato that's the size of
bowling ball?
A small watermelon, probably.
Oh,
I mean, something that scale. I mean, it's huge. I mean, you have to have two hands to carry this thing. And these are grown in Maine, and then they come. Then you can put the blueberries on top of it too. Maine has blueberries and so forth and so on. So that's one of the things that's coming up. I know you're going to have Bob Hull on. Bob is just encouraging a very good season. Actually, all of New England is actually. I'll just go over something with you. A very good season this year. And I sort of predicted it last year. I knew that last year was a low because people, you know, let's face it, the dollar was the dollar, and people got shocked a little bit on the exchange rate, and they figured it's going to get better. But we know, and you know, and it's basically going to stay the same for a while yet. It may take another year or two before we see a difference. So people said this year, well, we're going to go. We're going to calculate the exchange, and we're going to go down. And I'm getting reaction all the way from, actually from, we have Richard down this weekend at Salisbury Beach.
Richard at Salisbury?
Yeah, he just left this morning.
Lucky man.
Yeah, lucky man. There's just so much to do and have a great time down in New England. I think we have on the line now down from the New Life Hiking Spa in Killington.
Oh,
we were
supposed
to be Jimmy Lesage, yes.
Yeah, Jimmy.
And that's another interesting place. We'll be speaking to him for a couple of minutes. Then yeah. Bob Hull. It's
summertime
in New England.
They are the Canadians coming down. I know that Bob had said that he's a big difference from this year to last year. Rhode Island has definitely increased their attitude toward Canadians. They want the Canadians to come down to visit them, and Rhode Island has some of the nicest beaches of all of New England. So you have to really discover it. No, Rhode Island is the farthest point from Newport, Rhode Island to Montreal. You're talking 7 hours. Which is not that long.
It's still pretty close.
It's an easy drive.
Yeah. We all have Manny to thank for it. Not the closeness, mind you, but the actual increase of tourism. Manny doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
So let's move to Jimmy. Jimmy, are you with us?
No, I don't know if I'm on the right show, though. I mean, I'm talking about these big potatoes. Apple pie and all.
Then you have to go down to Jimmy Lesage's New
Stop
Life Hiking Spa
on the way back.
And lose some of those pounds.
Right. So I'm in Killington, Vermont.
The end of the Six Mountains.
That's right. And I run a hiking spa. It's quite a unique program. I always say I'm not as fancy as a lot of the spas and not as rustic as a lot of the walking programs. And we get you outdoors hiking every day, and we're really good about doing it for all fitness levels.
Yeah, that's one thing I always figure, if you go there and you're not a he-man and really totally in shape, are you going to be laughed at by everyone else?
Exactly not. We do, like I said, three levels every day, and we do a little short walk before breakfast to kind of get a sense of your fitness level, and it's a place where... That's where men, you know, our new things, men are really comfortable here because it's very much like camp with a nice room. I mean, you hang out with some really nice people from all over the States as well as, you know, up in Canada. Like you said, you know, it's always a little embarrassing for me with the exchange rate, but I try to be a good neighbor, and we definitely can't do par, but we do kind of give you a little discount. Plus, if you look at other spa-type programs, our price compared to others is about half the price, not to mention we're only about three and a half hours from Montreal.
It's easily accessible, and it is good value. When somebody takes your package plan, what does it include?
Well, it includes, like I said, we do hikes every day from 9 to noon, and then in the afternoon we have an aqua pool class. We have an indoor and an outdoor pool. Then we do body toning class, a yoga class, meditation. You either get, depending on whether you do a 3 or 5 night package, you get 1 or 2 massages included. It includes all your food. It's a good, healthy, low-fat cuisine. Just real food. There's nothing odd about it. It's just real good food. We kind of educate you about how we do our cuisine. I'm a former chef and started this over 20 years ago.
So you've been in business 20 years. That's certainly a good recommendation when a business lasts that long. Hospitality industry can be sometimes quite fickle.
I've kind of a unique background for that. I'm a certified yoga instructor. I have a master's degree in counseling. I'm a chef. I've been in the hotel business for a long time. And I think it takes, you know, someone that has that kind of G generalist kind of experience.
Very multi-talented. So tell me, what would I expect if I drive up there in Air Subaru? I show up at your place.
Yeah, you expect, like, you know, we only take about 20 people a week, and you have to have your hiking boots, and so you'll go, you know, you'll be out in the, hiking along the long trail, the Appalachian Trail, and then you'll come back and have a really, really nice lunch, as well as have a different soup every day with kind of a lunch entree, and then you can do the fitness classes in the afternoon, get your massage, just sit by the pool, or it's a beautiful inn where we are, so you can just kind of find a spot to read a book or take a nap or go antiquing or play a little tennis or golf in the afternoon.
Steven likes the idea of the massage.
Yep, that's, you know, we don't have the Luther rubs and the herbal wraps, but we have excellent massages and facials. And then the evenings are spent, we have lectures on everything from Tai Chi to cooking demos, so you get to learn about how we prepare some of the food. And you just really have, you can either, kind of depending on your goals, you can either do like a weekend, even 2 or 3 day weekend, or do a what we call the classic program, where if you really want to feel a lifestyle change, it takes about, you know, 5 days that we do like midweek.
The more days you spend there, the more time you get to...
Right. The ideal stay for a real lifestyle change is to get, you know, that stuff that you've been eating down at those big festivals and things. It takes about 5-6 days. If you wanted to, you know, come up and kind of sample it and have a good weekend of hiking and hanging out with some nice people and eating some good food and getting massaged, you know, that's about like the 3 day package.
Sounds like the life, eh? Eat some
food, exactly.
Get massage, hang out with your friends.
Just having a great time.
Friends, I mean, there's a maid we've had. Actually, we have one of the, well, I don't know if I should, like, someone that's, you know, from your area, that's how I got affiliated with this, and she came, and she actually made it a friend while she was here a year or two ago, and they both came back this year at the same time. So, you know, it's a lot like camp. With a nice room.
With the nice room, without all the inconveniences, you don't put everyone out in the muddy field and.
Exactly, it's not. We're kind of like an Outward Bound with a bathroom, you know.
Something like that.
Yeah, you don't. They're not like Outward Bound, meaning the out coming from outhouse. No.
Right. Exactly. No. We're the inner. You know, you mentioned the Inner Six Mountains. I mean, it's the nicest, you know, hotel on Killington. The hotel is only 9 years old. And see, I've done it 9 years here, and then I was down at another resort, Stratton, for 12 years, but we moved up here because the inn is a very beautiful hotel and, you know, real nice accommodations, king size with twin beds, private bath, telephone, TV. You know, so you have kind of like all the modern conveniences in that. But then you get to go out and get your
and have all the
get your you know,
the exercise as well. What number can people call you at, Jimmy? We're just coming up to 11:30 here in Montreal.
They can call us at 1-800-228-4676, or check out our website. It's a real nice site. It's one big word, newlifehikingspa.com. And that'll show them all the information. Very easy to remember, newlifehikingspa.com, and that'll show you the daily schedule, what to bring, how to get here, beautiful photographs of the place. And then if you want the brochure, you can either call us at the 800-228-4676 or just email us right from the site.
Well, sounds great. We can certainly recommend that as something unique to do down in the Killington area, the New Life Hiking Spa at the Inn of the Six Mountains. Jimmy Lesage, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Sure, you're welcome, and I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you. And the number again, 1-800-228-4676. 11:30 in Montreal, and
starts thinking about lunch.
Nice healthy pizza from Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember: it's not just pizza; it's a whole lot more. Piping hot, oven fresh, from your oven to your door, in 30 minutes or less. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Chad, roll it.
The
hell is a banshee?
Help. AM 600 Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Someone came up to me yesterday at Mike's. Another Jeanette Renault fan? No, just someone wanting a closer look at Mike's new Paradiso pizzas. 40 years in the music business and all they want to see is the new gourmet pizza?
Introducing three new Paradiso pizzas from Mike's.
Italian prosciutto and artichokes. Grilled vegetables with olive oil. Cajun chicken. Delicioso.
Starting at only $6.99, salad included.
$6.99 with salad? Wow. I hope Mike's new Paradiso pizzas don't get more popular than me.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Gonna make her howl, Chad.
Welcome back to Travel World. Willem back is Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console. Yes, the original massage meister himself.
Yes.
Well, they may have massage spas, but they do not have the hands of Chad.
No.
Unless he goes and visits there and whatnot. It's
now England we know
day.
Where he was the last 2 weeks.
It's another New England day here on Travel World. We love going down
That's
to this place.
That's our favorite area to relax.
Oh, especially the north of Boston
season.
Area. And one of the best north of Boston areas is
the New Hampshire Seacoast, Hampton Beach, with Bob Houle, the director of marketing of the Hampton Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. And he's on the line with us. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Stephen. Hi, Willem.
How you doing?
Hey, terrific.
Good to hear from you again.
Great talking to you guys. What a day it is at the beach.
Beautiful, huh?
This is gorgeous.
Is it packed or what?
It's just gorgeous. I mean, we got a beautiful sea breeze. I mean, the beach is packed already.
Yeah.
So I've done my job, and I'm heading for Seabrook.
You have to give a count of the hotties for Chad.
there are a lot of hotties on the beach in Hampton Beach. What's the outdoor air temperature today down there?
Right at the beach right now. I'm going to say we're in the mid-80s.
And cool. Expecting to get up to...
You've got a nice breeze right off the ocean, so it's just gorgeous. I really hate to leave the beach, but I did my job. I filled it up.
Yes, you are doing a good job marketing the area, and of course, once you see the area full...
We've got quite a few Quebecers here.
Yes.
This week we've got, if that's a proper word...
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's the word to use. Well, we can use other words, but we can't say them on the radio.
Come on.
And you guys are coming down, right? We're doing another remote.
3 weeks.
You betcha we're going to be in that auditorium kind of thing. What do you call that?
That's our seashell stage.
The seashell stage.
Just to give you a quick rundown, what happens there, that's right on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Every night we have live entertainment. We have some terrific bands every Thursday night, for instance, it's country. We have rock and roll. We got blues. We have a karaoke contest every Friday night.
Huh.
Monday night, it's terrific. We have a talent show, and then we have a round robin of it, and we have the finals in late August, early September. But every single night, there's something to do at Hampton Beach. And every Wednesday night, we have spectacular fireworks. So it's a real self-contained resort. You guys know you've been here, and I'm just kidding. I'm not going anyplace. I love this beach.
there are some diversions at Seabrook, but
yeah. Well, I know Willem enjoys Seabrook, so I thought I'd.
I love Seabrook.
And of course, you guys are going to be staying at a terrific property when you come down. You're going to be staying at the flagship motor court.
Yes, Mike Roy's property. The Roy family runs the flagship.
You guys get here, just park your wheels, and you're here. And, of course, the Roy family also has the Atlantic Motel up on the front. Just want to tell you guys about a few other activities. You're coming in on the 20th, right?
That's right.
Yep.
And that week, August 16th through the 20th, is our annual Children's Festival. It's a terrific festival. Every day, we have something for the kids to do. We have professional storytellers, entertainment, music. We even have Ronald McDonald here doing his magic show. Yep, the Ronald McDonald. And he does a magic show, and there's free ice cream for all the kids. But the best thing is, I hope you guys get here early. Friday, we have a mammoth parade, a costume parade, the entire length of Ocean Boulevard. We close the street off to traffic. A couple of thousand kids in costumes march. We have a couple of bands, and the fire trucks go out. And it's just a riot to see all these kids in these costumes. And, you know, they dress everything imaginable.
That sounds like a blast.
Kid, regardless of, homemade or bought costume, every kid gets a prize.
What time is this on Friday, August 20th?
Okay, the parade starts at 11 o'clock. It starts at the south end of the beach, what they call the state park, the reservation. And everybody comes down. So if you guys are here, you guys have got to get in there. Unfortunately, this year, we're not going to have our expert commentator, Kevin.
Oh, no. Oh.
Remember Kevin?
Yes.
Of course I remember Kevin.
Who gave us the inside scoop on video games and arcades and mini putt.
He had it all down. You know what we might do, though, when you're here? We'll find out where he is. I think he's in New Jersey. How about we give him a call?
That'd be great.
Can we do that?
Well,
oh, yes.
As soon as Chad gets back from his office. But one of the things is, Kevin's the guy who was turned down by Miss Sweet Potato because he was just a commentator. Kevin is the guy who was turned down by Miss Sweet Potato because he was just a commentator.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. great piece of humor. They'll be calling you up from Baton for the Comedy Channel.
Yes, the Comedy Channel.
Don't quit your day job, Willem.
That's what they tell me, huh?
Speaking of day jobs, how is the lovely Danielle?
The lovely Danielle, I haven't got the foggiest. Danielle is actually doing her thing, probably teaching.
Well, you tell her I said hi.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yes. And maybe
and don't forget Danielle.
I remember that tape.
that was funny.
Danielle.
That was a year and a half ago. We did that shortly after our dial-a-date.
And that was one of the programs that Steve Wong, one of our faithful listeners, wanted to add to his collection.
That's
so,
for sure.
He wanted to keep memories of that alive.
That was
I just thought we'd talk for a minute about, last year we had a Name That Fish contest.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Apparently, my colleagues from Nouveau-Brunswick have got me up there as a duck or a seagull with socks on this year on the billboard. Have you guys seen that?
Yes. One of the billboards. Yes, a seagull. Yes.
Has he got woolen socks on? Or are those synthetic?
No, those are I think what the program before, the podiatrist said you had to wear thin cotton socks. So, I think Morty
rather
the seagull
than
he put on
socks.
The. which you use in Seabrook.
Yes, that's right. Okay, move on.
Move on.
My colleagues from marketing from New Brunswick, they're terrific. You know, if you ever meet any of them or talk to them, tell them I'll be glad to help support that. They keep putting Hampton Beach up there. You know, whether it's our mythical fish or a duck or a seagull with socks on, we appreciate the plug.
Getting the name out, it's like anything in marketing and the media, the more times you repeat the name, people will remember it.
Yeah.
So maybe what we should do is we should follow in the footsteps of the recommendation of the one and only Sean McMullen and spend the next 5 minutes just going, Hampton Beach, Hampton Beach, Hampton Beach, Hampton Beach.
Just repeat it so often that people will...
He told us.
He told us that,
yes. Hour going, Willem and Steve, Willem and Steve, Willem and Steve.
Hey, as long as you as long as you keep the money flowing.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And we appreciate the efforts you guys do. Looking forward to coming, you guys, you know, joining us again. And I just thought to give a plug for two more events.
Sure.
Yes.
After Labor Day, which is, you know, a reason for celebration in itself, we have a terrific seafood festival. You guys have got to make that some year. We shut the boulevard down, and we have 60 restaurants cooking under tents. It's a huge event. Couple hundred thousand people make it. We have a skydiving exhibit. We have a skydiving lobster. We have fireworks. We've got continuous entertainment, great music. And that's the 11th and 12th of September. And we have these huge tents up, about a half a mile of them. And we keep some of the tents up, and the following weekend, We have a seniors-only weekend. We have it's an open and free event to everybody. We have a great group of seniors come in. We have a crafts fair farm. Again, we have entertainment. And think games like bingo, mini golf, trolley rides. We have antique cars. So all in all, Hampton Beach, you know, we're still going to be here in September, and we got some great events for anybody interested in coming down. And, of course, you know, you get off-season rates after Labor Day also.
Things just don't automatically shut down Labor Day weekend, which
That's
a lot
correct.
Of people might think. Yep. Now, that skydiving lobster, that is not one of those people in the advertising little planes throwing out lobsters on the beach.
No, this is
like the turkeys in Cincinnati. That great episode of WKRP.
Yeah, that was good.
What was that?
I think Sean McMullen was thinking about that as a new promotion.
Yeah. What was that show when they were throwing turkeys?
Yeah,
out
WKRP in Cincinnati. Yes.
Yeah. Well, this lobster is about 130 pounds, and it's a she. It's really a Louise the lobster, and she puts our costume on of our mascot.
You don't throw her out of the plane.
Oh, no, it's a mascot dressed up in a costume. Okay.
Yes. Oh.
She's a professional skydiver.
Oh.
And dresses up in a lobster.
You got
outfit.
It. We try to get her to land on a
into a pot of boiling water.
I don't want to say she's going to land in the Atlantic and get boiled, because as our friends from New Brunswick will remind us, the water's much warmer up there. But
yeah,
she chills out here.
That's true. Well, she lands down, but I hope her little claws don't actually pinch the gorge as she's coming down.
No, you don't want any disasters coming down.
No.
People always say, like, the water, oh, it's cold, you know, New England
yeah,
coast.
Yeah, they always talk about that, but it
but
isn't so
no, it's
bad.
It's refreshing. We've been to Hampshire Seacoast, yeah. Massachusetts Seacoast, especially on a nice, warm day like yeah. today. You want that contrast between the air temperature and the water temperature. It's much more refreshing.
Yeah, the water's really been spectacular the last couple of weeks in the high 60s. Today, I'll be honest with you, it's a little chilly. It's about 64, I think, right
bad.
Now. But, you know, as you say, that's refreshing. You get in there, and, boy, you really enjoy it, and you bake a little bit, and you go in and cool off again.
Especially when it's, like, so hot outside. We went to Jamaica in June. I mean, only we would do that, right?
And Jamaica in June. It's got a nice ring to it. You sure you're not in marketing?
For the annual humidity festival.
The annual humidity festival. We got down there. We were grabbing the air conditioning vents. It was so hot, just trying to breathe in some air. But so we figured we're going to go swimming, you know, cool off in the water. It was hotter in the water.
Surprise!
Yeah, there was no difference, whereas you go down to the New Hampshire seacoast and Hampton
new
Beach.
Appreciation for the Hampton seacoast. Jamaica
well,
in the winter.
We can guarantee you won't have New Brunswick water here.
That's true, yes.
Everybody knows New Brunswick's got that high temperature Atlantic. You know, I've got to go to New Brunswick someday and test that.
And test their theory.
Have you ever been there?
Many years ago, we just went through it, but didn't go to the beaches in New Brunswick. So.
Oh, yes, you went through it on that famous bus tour.
Bus tour,
you?
1979 bus tour.
That
on
was the bus tour when you came back and the customs guy was going to wave you through. And the guy goes, everybody Canadian. And
there was some smart guy, a talking donkey in the back, direct from Belgium, who said, "No, monsieur, je suis Belgique." And then, of course, he also had an expired passport, which kept the bus many hours. No, a good hour at the customs. So,
listen,
tip of the day.
Fellas, you're not going to believe this, but I got a whole flock of seagulls here, and their socks just came off. I got to go put their socks back on.
Bob, it was fun having you.
Great
on the show
having
with
you.
Us.
And I want to tell people: give Bob Hoole a call at the Hampton Beach Area Chamber of Commerce, 1-800-GET-A-TAN. That's 1-800-438-2826. And of course, the place to stay in Hampton Beach, Mike Roy and the Flagship Motor Court and the Atlantic Motel. His number: 1-800-321-5505.
We're going to roll.
Appreciate it, you guys.
Looking forward to it,
Bob.
Seeing
you in 3 weeks.
3 weeks'
Take
time.
Care, Bob.
Thanks again.
Thanks.
We're
going
to roll the break with a dedication to Chad from the Little Banshee.
Every time you call my name,
oh, Chad.
I heat up like a burning flame, full of desire.
Yeah.
Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
AM600 Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetSetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sader Bend. Telephone 271-5058.
It's your turn to discuss the issues. Viewpoint, weekday mornings between 10 and noon, here on AM 600, Montreal's interactive information station.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
If you're looking for a little weekend relief,
I'm all shook up,
or hoping for some weekend inspiration,
girls, girls, girls were made to love,
then join me, Joe Cannon, each and every Sunday morning for Joe's Gold. It's 2 hours of musical memories, trivia, and great prizes added to the mix.
Frills, cream, a little dabble, do ya?
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies.
You'll hear the true story from the greats like Smokey Robinson.
These girls started to charge the stage from all sides. And before I knew it, I was up under a mass of humanity. I mean, I was in there and I couldn't breathe.
The tears of a clown when there's no one around.
For some weekend fun, it's Joe's Gold. Great musical memories, trivia, and interviews. Sunday mornings 8 till 10 on CIQC at 600 on the radio dial.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World. Willem Back is Stephen Pickford, the hand of the Chad. We're in the home stretch, the last segment of Travel World for this Saturday.
10 minutes, and Jerry Wagschall, Toronto television producer extraordinaire, is on the line with us, and he's been doing a bit of traveling domestically the last couple of weeks. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Nice. You know where I am today? I am not anywhere near the 401. I am
near the 101.
Right here in Westmount.
Oh. Yes, near the 101, yes.
you chose the 101 instead of the 401.
401, that's
exactly,
right.
Exactly. Anyhow, listen, I've got something to tell you about today. It's a lot of fun. I remember reading when I was younger, when I had hair, I was always reading On the Road, and I thought it was such a great story. All these guys, you know, beatniks getting in their cars, saying, go, 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 let's see how many places we can see in the shortest amount of time and racing through these places without seeing them. Well,
sounds like a media tour.
Like a media tour, yeah. If you want to do something like that and maybe even stop and see some of the places, there's something right now that VIA is offering called a Corridor Pass, where you can go for 10 days of travel between the Quebec City-Windsor Corridor for starting at $179, which is very inexpensive, and do as much travel as you want. And you can go to all the cities or some of the cities within the corridor. So, technically, if you wanted to, you could start in Ottawa, check out the changing of the guard, watch one of the guys in the bearskin hats possibly pass out in the heat right now. And then from there, hop on the train, travel over to Toronto, possibly, it's very quick, probably 4 hours, 4.5 hours, zip over to Toronto, go to the top of the what was called the former Park Plaza Hotel, in Yorkville and see the sunset. And if you really want to, hop right back on the train again and go to Beauties for Breakfast in Montreal and do the whole thing all over. And it's probably you could do the whole thing three or four times within your 10 days.
Well, there is one restriction. You can only do one round trip between any two cities. So technically, you'd have to probably get off at Guildwood and take the bus the rest of the way on that pass.
You know, you are right, Stephen.
So
you're absolutely
you
right.
Have 10-day period on all via trains between Quebec City and Windsor, but stopping between any one city pair point once. So
okay, exactly.
Do Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Windsor, London, Kingston, back to Montreal. You can do something like that.
You have to plan your logistics out. You can't just flash it like an MUCTC pass.
Pretty much. I mean, you get the idea, though. You can certainly do a lot of travel within that 10-day period and see a lot of places.
And when you think rate $179 for students and seniors,
that's right,
and $199 for adults, $100 for children. They also, unlike a lot of these unlimited travel passes, have them available for Via One, so you can arrive refreshed and relaxed. And
and not lose late sleep. How does your commercial go?
And $449 to $499 are the prices in Via One.
Exactly, and you know, with Via One, you don't have to schlep your bags onto the train. You can just go to the Panorama Lounge or one of the lounges. A hand in your bags, they get loaded onto the train. They've got wider seats, great food. You get a snack when you come on and a drink, and then later on you get a meal. So you already come a very good meal, and you come already feeling like you know you've eaten and you've
wider
refreshed.
Seats. Okay, I thought you said wide receipts or wide receivers.
The receipts are pretty wide too.
Yes. Yes. I thought you said wide receiver or something like that.
If you're in Ottawa, one of the things I wanted to do for this show was talk about some of the things we call Ottawa for Montrealers and Toronto for Montrealers. So people who are from Montreal want to go to these places and see some of the things that they might want to do. One of the things I wanted to suggest about when you're in Ottawa is biking in Gatineau Park, which is only 20 minutes really from the city. It's very hilly, it's beautiful trees and nice views of the Ottawa River. And it's the park is at the edge of an ancient rock formation. And when you're there, near there, there's a little town of Chelsea at the base of the park, a pretty little village. It's got some nice cafes. And you can even go nearby there as well. You can go swimming. Swim at Meech Lake. Feel like you're part of history. I always go fishing. I think there's some excellent fishing there. And also, there's a Byward Market where you can, in Ottawa, you can, there's Polish delis, Chinese food stores, bookstores. You can go and stop and have coffee. There's the National Art Gallery where there's a Van Gogh exhibit happening right now. And one of the best places to stay when you're in Ottawa is at the Westin Hotel, which has some of the most spacious rooms and the most spectacular views in the city. A fully equipped health club, only a block from Parliament Hill, connected to Rideau Centre, where there's some good shopping. And celebrities have stayed there, including Rod Stewart, Wayne Gretzky, The Beach Boys, and Celine Dion. So if you want to feel part of that, stay over there. In Toronto, in terms of Toronto for Montrealers, one of the things about Toronto that is hard to get used to, I think, for Montrealers is the lack of really good breakfast places. But after a year of hunting and some research, we found a place on the corner of Queen Street East and Degrassi called Bonjour Brioche, where they make their own brioches. Mm. It was actually, I actually heard about the place because I was doing some research on the swingers clubs.
personal investigative research. Yes, now that's why Jerry wanted to be an investigative reporter.
That's exactly right.
I got everyone's attention in a hurry. Clubs.
And one of the couples that told me about this place is this 50-something couple.
From the size of it.
Ruthie and Dave.
Okay, not Vic and Irene, okay.
Not Rick and Irene, no, Ruthie and Dave, who said, you got to go to this place. It's a great place. Bonjour Brioche, it's perfect, because they're also from Montreal, and they used to run a singles club called the...
Bonjour Brioche is a front for a swingers club?
No. They used to run a singles club called the Single Gourmet. I don't know if you guys remember, but these people have become have done extremely well. And they said, after a while, you know what? Singles are too depressing. You know, they never have anybody, so they're always kvetching and all nervous and depressed. When's the right person going to come along? So they got into the swinging business, which they find a lot more exciting. So anyway, they told me while I was doing research for this thing, they told me about this place. And you know what? They're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not a swinger, but I got to say the brioche are good.
The brioche are good.
The brioches are better than swinging.
What did the brioche have to do with anything?
The brioche have a lot to do with a lot of things. First of all, the brioche is just the place that they...
Depends what shape the brioche is baked in.
But recommended by swingers, but an excellent place to eat breakfast. The other things that are happening in Toronto area called the Dusk Dances...
Dusk Dances? What's
yeah,
this?
No, nothing to do with swinging now. This is a okay. There's a new dance show almost every couple of nights off of the Danforth. And the Danforth in Toronto, again, Toronto for Montrealers, a very nice part of Toronto that's very similar to like an upscale Park Avenue or Park Extension. So it's kind of like a Park Avenue deluxe. Lots of Greek restaurants, also called Greek Town. And in the next little while, there's going to be something called Taste of the Danforth, which is a big street festival where all the different shops and all the different restaurants have things outside, similar to the one I guess you guys have on St. Laurent Boulevard. And you can taste all the food and the different things that are happening over there. And that's coming up fairly soon. So you can just, in the next little while, I think in the next 1 or 2 weeks. So that's a big thing to do, and that's just off of the Danforth. So that's a lot of fun. I think those are two of the things to do.
I
would highly recommend to Montrealers who want to come to Toronto as well. I've often found if you're in the Yorkville area where there's some sort of Fifth Avenue type shopping, if you have the budget that I usually don't, but for people who can afford it, there's a very nice rooftop bar. On the top of the what was once called the Park Plaza Hotel, which is, I think, now a Hyatt.
Yeah, Park Hyatt. Now, sounds like some great things to do in both Ottawa and Toronto and getting there on via rail. Jerry Wagshall.
Take that pass and go on the road, in this case, on the rails.
On the rails to discovery.
Yeah, see the Windsor, Quebec City corridor.
Thanks for joining us, Jerry. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
And next week, Vic Phillips will be boarding via rail, coming here to the Hotel Dufour, and he'll be in studio with Bram Eisenthal. And Ann Martin will be on the phone from TMAC in Toronto. They're talking about visiting Israel, the destination of the millennium, and that'll be next week in studio, everyone, on Travel World.
And we'll be taping our first episode of Ask the Escort.
Yes, Ask the Fill in the Blank.
Ask the Escort with Vic Phillips.
With Vic Phillips. And then we can have Ask This, Ask That with Chuck Phillips,
travel
Mark
questions.
Phillips, everyone.
Just travel questions.
Just travel questions. Your favorite hotel, what you look for in a destination. That type of information you've been looking for on Travel World. Next Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600, CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willa Backus, and behind the console, Chad.
Take it away.
I could be wrong. It hurts so bad. It's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home.
You're listening to AM